The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, confidants, welcome to another episode of Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure that we just don't know everything, and this episode is a prime example of such content. I am so excited that this week we are talking about pelvic floors, question mark? I consider myself to be a, what's like a vagina enthusiast. Any listeners of this podcast, you've probably heard more about my vagina than most of my friends. You know as much as my gynecologist. That's how much we're talking about pussy problems here on Confidently Insecure. But this week we got an expert. We got someone who knows what they're actually talking about, not just me complaining about all the UTIs and yeast infections and emergency room visits. We are here to introduce Mary Ellen Reeder. She is a pelvic floor enthusiast and the founder of, am I saying this right, YARLAP?
Yes, it is.
YARLAP. Mary Ellen, thanks so much for being here. I think our audience is so interested in this kind of content, and I'm so glad we have like an expert here. But like, can you just tell us what the fuck is a pelvic floor?
Yeah. So the pelvic floor is a group of muscles. So I'm a visual learner. So
me too.
For me, having like something in my head that I can think of is so much easier than somebody just like sprouting out or saying like dictionary definitions of stuff to me. So if you want to think about your pelvic floor, think of like a hammock.
Okay.
So it runs kind of zigzag along the pubic bone to the base of your spine, like a hammock.
Mm.
And what it does is it holds and it supports the visceral organs, your uterus, your bladder, into its natural position. Mm. Men also have pelvic floor muscles. That's a big myth. People are like, men don't have them. They do. They do. Everybody has one.
Okay.
And what they are is they just support and give that area the support they need to have everything in place so you don't have things like bladder leaks, sexual intercourse, is it painful, that kind of stuff.
Mm, wow. Okay. So it's muscles. Are we talking about like, is it the same thing as like the psoas?
Kind of, but not really.
Okay.
So again, it's basically like the foundation for everything. So it holds into place, like, you know when you laugh, sneeze, cough, and you pee a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. So that actually stems from the pelvic floor muscles.
Okay.
And what happens is if they're either too tense of a muscle, they get fatigued, or they're weak from things like working out, childbirth, pregnancy, that kind of a situation, they can weaken that way, or they haven't been used at all ever.
Right.
And so there's a bunch of different ways that these muscles get weakened over time. And because they have no control anymore, when you laugh, sneeze, cough, it pushes the bladder, it puts a lot of pressure down, and you pee yourself.
You got holes in your hammock.
Yep. And so what happens is that hammock gets weakened and it sags. And then everything that was originally on it starts to shift. And when it shifts, it's no longer in its natural position. Your bladder's at the bottom of the pyramid.
It's just like sinking. Oh gosh. Yeah. And do these pelvic floor muscles have like specific names, or do we just kind of like refer to the area?
So the muscle itself is a pelvic floor. And I think that it gets pushed under the carpet a lot because we originally associate everything down there with like your vagina, your vulva, your penis, your uterus, all these other things. But we tend to forget the pelvic floor, which holds everything together.
Right. I've never heard of it until adulthood, for sure. No one was ever like, care about your pelvic floor quality. You know, I've always heard that like when you get older, you pee when you sneeze or laugh too hard. And, you know, you see that in like reality shows and stuff with women. It'll be like, oh, I gotta pee my pants. But you never talk about the upkeep of it. And so I guess my question is, how do you know the quality of your pelvic floor. And let's like try and hone in specifically on maybe women vagina owners. How do you know where you're at with your pelvic floor muscles?
Yeah. So, you know, when you've read about doing Kegel exercises and we've all believed that we're doing them properly, we're doing them correctly. Well over 50% of women who try to do them, even with written instruction, do them incorrectly.
Okay, because I think I've been flexing my butthole for 10 years.
Okay, true talk, I was too.
So, oh my God, what the hell are we doing wrong?
So all of that, your pelvic floor does run around the rectum, does do all that stuff, but your pelvic floor is a lot bigger than just your butthole.
Ah.
And it's actually separate than your butthole. It's different than your rectum.
But it does feel separate. I feel like I can isolate them.
Yes. And so a lot of people, they tend to use their butt. They tend to use their lower abs. They tend to use their thighs when they're doing a Kegel because they, and it is true, it is a clench and pull feeling, but it doesn't use your butt, your abs, or anything. It's literally just this one muscle. And it's really hard for women to do them because we don't have a visual aid. Men, when they try to do a Kegel, oftentimes
the penis flicks. Yeah.
Exactly. Your penis goes up and down, but we don't have that luxury, right? We don't have something that, we don't have a visual indicator that we're doing it properly. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times what they end up doing is something called an Oxford test, which is to stick a finger into your vagina to see if you can clench it.
Okay, I literally like have my hands in my pants right now, like since we started like talking about this. And I think, I think I'm doing it right. But I guess like, you know, I've heard of pelvic floor physical therapy and things like that, people with endometriosis or even just weak pelvic floor muscles. Is this something that you feel confident that anyone at home can kind of check themselves for, or like vagina owners?
Oh, absolutely. So with Yarlab, we actually work pretty heavily with pelvic floor therapists and gynecologists because it's all within that area. And everybody, you know, when you're like, I'm sneezing when I'm laughing, I pee when I'm laughing or something. Like, sex is really painful. Your first reaction should be, okay, I'm going to go talk to my doctor. But there is that shame sometimes, embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
That thought process of it's just me. This is super embarrassing. This is just something we're going to live with. And that's not true.
No.
Yeah. And so I feel like it's my job to basically get on a pedestal and be like, everybody, go to your doctor, check out your pelvic floor, or just do it independently and see if your pelvic floor is fine.
Take a finger in your vagina. Yeah. I guess like, why do you care so much? Like you were saying, like, I want to stand on a soapbox. It's like, why do you care? Wait, how did you get involved in this?
So it's funny because the other co-founder for Yarlab is my dad.
Oh, dad, we love a feminist.
Yes. So we have my dad
That's
and I
so
are doing this. And we actually got into it. So my dad's a medical device engineer. And so my entire life, parts were parts. Like a vagina was not a coochie. It wasn't a hoo-ha. It was a vagina. And penis is a penis. All these things. Like I went to him for my period because I was like, Dad, I'm bleeding. Something is wrong.
Oh, that's amazing though.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, don't worry about it. We got this. And he, I am pretty sure Brent Reeder went to our Kroger and got one box of everything. One box of like every tampon, every pad he could find. He was
That's
like,
amazing.
You have to figure this out, but like, here are your options.
Here's your tools.
Here's your tools. Have fun.
Yeah.
But well, he told me, you know, we have this thing, and I was working for Women International as an intern, and women's rights, women's health were really my thing. And I looked at him and I was like, I don't really want to do something where it's just for grandmas who pee themselves and sit in diapers. And he was like, that's such a big myth.
Yeah.
Just do a little bit of research and then like come back to me if you want to do this.
Right, right.
But within 20 minutes, I was like, oh my gosh, it's women of every age. Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, what size you are.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It's just the tone of your pelvic floor has so many different factors into it of what could cause atrophy, strain, anything. That for me, it was almost like, what doesn't cause a weakened pelvic floor?
Oh, yeah.
I had coffee with some of my friends, and two of them who I've known since I was, what, nine? They were like, oh, I pee when I laugh, but that's just like a me thing. That's just what
I do. And you're like, oh, girl, do I have news for you?
Okay, first of all, no. That is urinary incontinence. Say it by its name. It's not Voldemort. Just say it by its name. And
love it.
And I don't know where the stigma is with anything for the vagina, anything vaginal related. Oh, we know.
Patriarchy. Yes.
Exactly. But we have this thing where it's like, if it has anything to do with the vagina,
we ain't talking about it. Yeah.
It's never health related. It's always sex. Mm. So it's something like porn, triple X rated, mm-hmm. never should be discussed. I'm like, mm-hmm. this affects 50% of people. At the least.
Right.
And it is a health factor.
That's like, such a good point. Like the differentiator between sex and just like vaginal health, you still associate as something sexual.
Yeah. And you're like, this is dirty and it should be like something I should be very private about. And
right.
My thought is, you talk about health in any other body part, you're open about it, right? Mm-hmm. You should be
right.
open about it. What makes it so different that it's the vagina, it's the pelvic floor, it has anything to do with below the belt region.
Yep.
And the biggest moment, and it's also kind of what I'm now known for, which is a little embarrassing, is my friend had a baby shower and she was really worried because of what happens down there and all the horror stories mm-hmm. she's heard.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I guess peeing is something I have to do for the rest of my life. And so she and I talked to each other and I was like, talk to your OBGYN, do all these things, make sure that like your pelvic floor is fit and in shape and you're mm-hmm. doing what you can.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at the shower and she'd finally gotten confident again. And one of the women in the back, must've been somebody who she's related to, was like, get ready to pee for the rest of your life, no matter what you do.
Ew.
Saw her face drop and I like whipped around and I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was like, don't scare her. I was like, that is so false.
Yeah,
don't say that.
That's messed up.
I was like, that is not a part of motherhood. It's not a part of aging. It's a common misconception. And I had a PowerPoint on my keychain. And I was like, plug this in. We're going to have a PowerPoint.
Shut up. You so did an impromptu PowerPoint yes. about pelvic floor at your friend's baby shower.
Yes. We have a PDF, right, of like the clitoris and pelvic floor muscles and how everything relates. And it was on my keychain on my car keys.
Oh, my God.
And I had it. And I was like, and for 20 minutes. For 20 minutes, it was a sit down PowerPoint presentation of where the clitoris is, what it is, and the pelvic floor, what it is, and how to keep everything in shape, how to have a great sex life, and all these other things.
So you had made this PowerPoint because you were going to start a business about
yes,
it? Or why did you carry around a PowerPoint keychain of a pussy presentation?
So for what I do for work, we also have blog posts and everything. And one of them was about the relationship of the pelvic floor with the clitoris.
Got it.
And we're like, you know what would be really great is if we had a PDF where it shows you where all these different things are, where your pelvic floor is, and what kind of, and this understanding that no vulva looks the same, right?
Mm.
Everybody associates like vagina and they basically
porn.
Make it a synonym with mm. sex and even the vulva. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the vulva, the clitoris, pelvic floor, all these things are different, but yep. we kind of associate them all in one big
yes.
punch group. Mm-hmm. And so we made this PDF on it and I had it on my keychain because I was going from like all these different places to get it printed out, to put it on our website.
Oh, amazing.
And by the end
of
it,
ready.
Exactly. And by the end of it, I had people who were like, we're going to get the Yarlap. Also, I would like to have that PDF. And now basically whenever I go to any baby shower, they're like, do you have a PDF? And I'm like, I do.
Can you pass this around? That's amazing. Well, I think that that's something you should also maybe shop around to like public schools, because back when I very, very first started Confidently Insecure, we had a woman on here who talked about how like the education system has a lot to do with, you know, religious backgrounds or like censoring what is okay to teach kids. And it's so patriarchal and so related to religion that that's why we don't get like proper sex education, and not even like sex education, but like body health and like vaginal health. And at a young age, I wish there was a way to like, I don't know, what do you have to do? Like slap like a panda bear, like mascot on it to make it school friendly. But if there was a way you could like reach even younger people, I think the sooner we start hearing about this stuff, because it kind of leads into my next question about like, what issues do vagina owners run into that we might not think is related to the pelvic floor muscles?
Right. So it's funny that you say that, because we're trying to reach like as many women as we can, because your pelvic floor could start weakening in your 20s, but we don't really register that until we've had kids, right? Or until we're more mature, and it's like, well, diapers are the only option. I'm like, no, it's not. It is not.
Right.
There's so many other tools and resources, but just the availability of those are just a little bit lacking. And so that's kind of what we're here to do, is to spread that awareness where it's like, this isn't just something that you have to deal with in the next chapter of your life. This is something that you can either prevent or you can treat now, because it's not something that just affects older people. If you're, you know, in your 20s and you're experiencing this, you are not alone. It's a 1 in 3 women in the US alone suffers from some form of urinary incontinence. So like some
form of
involuntary bladder leak. So we all know somebody who knows
That's an insane stat.
Got it.
It's like almost we have this in the room right here alone.
Right, exactly.
I want to ask then about YARLAP, because we talk about treatment, you talk about prevention. Like, it kind of feels like a, how do I put this? Like a overall device that can kind of be used by anyone. It reminds me a little bit about Botox. It's like, yes, you can do it for the cosmetic purposes, but also it can be preventative. It can help with migraines. Like, it feels a little bit all encompassing of like a lot of things. So can you tell me a little bit about YARLAP and how you invented this thing?
Yeah. So we wanted to create something that when women looked at it, they were like, oh my gosh,
I have to put that in my vagina.
Exactly. So we wanted to have something where they could look at it and be like, okay, it's small, it's discreet, but it does the job, and it does it very, very well. Mm. So we do a bunch of quality control. Like, it's a lot. Like, it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's an FDA-approved device, right? So which is, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, so we're a bona fide medical device. And what it is it goes into the vagina for the first 2 inches. So if you kind of think of like a tube of lipstick, it's about that size, and you insert it like a tampon. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it sends a signal into your pelvic floor, the entire pelvic floor, to work out for you. So you actually don't do anything while it's inside. You literally
Way.
Yeah. So I personally, like, I watched 20 minutes worth of like a show, and then I'm TikTok. Done for the day. Let's be real. I watch like Pitbull videos. And I'm like,
Oh my God. Me too. I love like a silky hippo on TikTok. I see those Pitbulls, those big fatty meaty chunkies. So wait, I could talk about TikTok dog talk.
Same.
But I had no idea that you don't actually have to do anything with the device. And it kind of makes me think of, tell me how it's different from, you know, those like things that they used to sell in the 80s where it's like the ab contractor and everyone bought it. And it was like, oh no, it's not actually do anything. Tell me how this is different from that.
Yes. So for legal reasons, I can't talk about anything but the YARLAP. So with the YARLAP, it uses NMES, which is neuromuscle electrostimulation.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. But what it does is it just goes in and it sends a signal into your pelvic floor muscles to move. So if you've gone to like any kind of muscle rehabilitation and you've used those machines where it moves the muscle for you.
The stim machine.
Yes. That's basically what the YARLAP is doing, but within the vagina. To do it to your pelvic floor muscles for you in its entirety. So
a lot of the
times when you're trying to do a Kegel or you're trying to relax your pelvic floor muscles, that signal is lost or it gets jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up using like your butt, your abs, whatever.
Yep.
And you're only using part of the pelvic floor or, you know, maybe not even at all.
Yeah.
And what the YARLAP does is it makes sure that it's the entire pelvic floor.
Wow.
That it's done for you correctly. It's kind of like training wheels, but better. for your pelvic floor. So like it takes all that guesswork of like, am I doing it correctly? Am I doing it for the right amount of time? Am I even using the right muscles?
Yeah.
It just takes all that guesswork, throws it out the window and goes, I got it. Don't worry. It's comfortable. It's fine. We'll do it for you.
And do you feel any, like, what does it feel like?
Yeah. So everybody's vagina feels different, but mm-hmm. for the most reported back, and myself included, is it feels like a firm handshake in your vagina.
Excuse me. Top of the morning to you. Little gentleman's handshake. What?
Yeah. So it feels like a clench pull up feeling. And some people are like, it feels like butterflies. And then some people are just like, no, it feels like your muscle is moving.
Yeah.
And so it really just depends on it, but it's extremely comfortable. Like we've had women call into us because they're like, I fell asleep while using it. Is it okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It like automatically turns off. There's so many safety features that you would.
Well, it's so funny that you mentioned the stim treatment because I live with a chronic pain and I find that stim is like one of my favorite treatments. So like in my desk, I keep this little stim machine. And the thing about these, I will say these little electro pads is like they're reusable. So sometimes the stickiness will like raise up a little bit and I'll get that like tiny shock. It doesn't hurt, but it definitely like will surprise you and you'll kind of be like, ah, shit, zap. Like, ugh. Do you get any like zapping? No zapping. That's important.
Yeah, that's like extremely important. That's something that we actually control with the quality control is that the Yarlap, because it's dealing with something so delicate and it goes into the vagina, there should be absolutely no discomfort ever.
Like
and
a tampon,
yeah. Yeah. So what we do is we basically just deliver comfortable muscle movements. There's no pain or anything like that involved ever because we've heard of it and we're like, that's just not okay.
Well, it's like women are in pain all the fucking time, all the time with our vaginas. Like we don't have, like, I love that you gave so much thought into that comfortability part of the device because come on.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many things out there that are for different parts, but nobody really takes time to kind of listen, to think about what can we do to ease discomfort, to ease not shame, but also at the same time, shame that some people have of within that area.
Right.
Because, like there should never be discomfort. There should never be any of that associated with this part of the body. But as women, we're basically conditioned to be like, we're basically like told like, it's part of being a woman. It's part
and
of having
you have to like area. Go to work and you have to like maintain your hormones and you have to deal
don't
with
the, forget the smile.
Oh my God. It's like, I love, and this is kind of exactly, this is why I love like women founded companies and like the Confidantes know I've like kind of pivoted a little bit into bringing a lot more like entrepreneurs on here because I am starting a startup. It's still like a secret under reps project that I can't talk about on the podcast. I can tell you all about it offline, but like, I'm so interested in the psychology of women startups and like why women make such better business people when we're given the chance. And I think it's like, you know, you're making a product or you were building a device about the vagina. I want to know, like, you know, it's already tough to be a woman like raising capital or like trying to get someone to pay attention to your product. You add the fact that it's about a vagina. I'm curious, like, what was your experience breaking through that like glass ceiling of becoming a founder and making such a product?
Ah, this seems like the perfect time for a quick break so that I can talk to you guys about what we have coming up in the world. Oh gosh, it's New Year's, New Year, 2021. We are completely tossing away 2020. Although I will say I was able to use that time in 2020 for a lot of self-reflection, a lot of self-growth with the one, the only, y'all Confidantes already know what I'm talking about, with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is an online, totally convenient, licensed therapist chat video phone app that I've got on my phone. I've got it on my computer, and I have been using it for quite some time now. They are my favorite partner. I have no problem saying that because I do my weekly therapy with BetterHelp. And the best part is I want y'all to be living your happiest lives. Can't y'all tell I'm living my happiest life? I feel the best I've ever felt. I have my weekly couples counseling. got my weekly individual therapy, and you are going to get matched with a professional counselor, which you can send a message to literally at any time, middle of the night, 3 a.m., noon, lunch, right before dinner. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can schedule weekly video, phone, or chat sessions with your own therapist. They are licensed professionals who deal with all sorts of things, help you managing depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT issues, grief, and self-esteem. It's the new year. Come on. Let's feel better. Let's feel better help. Remember, anything you shell out and share on BetterHelp is convenient, professional, and affordable. Okay. And I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/CI. Join over 1 million of us that are taking charge of our mental health this year. Again, that is betterhelp.com/CI. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So, as terrible as it is, I was very grateful to have my dad because I felt like a lot of people, I started when I was 25 or 24, and a lot of people just didn't take me seriously. They were like, you're too young, you don't understand the problem. So that was also an issue as well. It's not just I was a woman, but I was a young woman. And like, I couldn't be taken seriously because of my age. I didn't know what the problem was. And I was like, okay, first of all, I do know what the problem is.
Yeah. How dare you tell me what I do and don't know about my body?
Exactly. And then some of them would ask my dad the questions. And I'm like, hello?
I'm the one with the vagina in the room.
And my dad was so brilliant. And he'd be like, oh, thankfully I have my daughter here who knows exactly firsthand what this feels like. So
there you go, Dad.
I was like, thanks, Dad. And weirdly, it was actually a lot of men who were receptive for it because they knew that their wives had this problem.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, there is something that can help her. There is something that's like a sexual aspect for this. Okay.
I'm going like to get brownie points for investing. You
right. And I was just like, it was crazy because not only is there this issue with investing in women, right? Yep. Or investing in women's health where there's just this big barrier. But then finally, once you clear it and you're like, oh, thank gosh, that's over. At least like some people took me seriously. They put their faith in me. But then you get into the marketing aspect where we run into this issue of,
I didn't even think about
there's
that.
There's no difference between sexual wellness, sex health, and then sex like coitus.
Damn.
And so basically, you just had to work with these platforms to say, mm-hmm. there is a difference. Please notice it. Please put somewhere in your policy where you respect women's health.
Yes.
It's its own thing. Breast cancer is not the only thing that we need to be worried about. There's totally. So many other facets of women's health mm-hmm. that need to be brought into awareness that you're hindering with the policy you have in place right now.
Exactly.
And Cindy Gallup actually is a wonderful woman. She's she does makelovenotporn.com.
Amazing.
And she's a really great spearheader when it comes to any venture capitalism, when it comes to women's sex tech or anything like that. And she made a lot of like little pathways for us to kind of
go
farther and farther into, but it is really hard to be a women's sexual mm-hmm. health, intimacy awareness product in a world where mm-hmm. most of the policy is not created.
Right. Well, I love that you did find men who were interested in it because I think I was lucky. It's about finding your in, right? Like changing the pitch depending on who you're talking to and like finding that personal connection. I'm so glad it's so successful. And I want to ask about the product specifically. If listeners were interested, is it something that insurance can help out with? How do they get one? We also know that like healthcare is a privilege. So maybe if people aren't able to afford the product, like what can they do? Like, tell me a little bit about how we can get people, because I want one. I'm going to buy one.
So when it comes to YarLap, we actually don't bill insurance here in the office. We're a small company and insurance is it's a monster.
The worst subject. I can't even talk about it without getting emotional. So I don't.
You should have seen me last year. I had some history, medical stuff actually down there and they were just like, well, this isn't covered. I'm like,
how is this part of my body and an organ? I can't.
Yeah. So, but we don't bill insurance here in the office. It's a self-claim situation. However, if you have HSA or flex funding, so like a health savings sure. account, we are eligible. We are covered under that.
Got it.
So if you have one of those, you're welcome. It's through that. If you want to get us, we're also available at yarlap.com mm-hmm. and on Amazon as well.
Oh, it's on Amazon.
It is on Amazon.
And great.
Put a lot of thought into how we ship. So it's shipped in a small brown box. It looks like you ordered a book. There's nothing easy. In there. Yeah.
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 Considerate of the way that, you know, mail gets handed out around amongst the mail room, you know, yeah. you don't need someone being like, oh, is this a new vibrator? And being like, go away, David, you fucking creep. And number three.
Don't shame me.
Tell me about it. I'm curious, can you tell us about the pricing and then also how you give, how they're supposed to use it? Like once a week, every day, an hour, that whole like process?
Yes. So we are an FDA cleared medical device. So we're at $299. We offer promotional codes.
Oh, great.
Happy to give you $50 off.
Oh my God, that would be so amazing.
Yes. Happy to give $50 off with a promo code from you.
Yes. Let's do that.
And so what we'll do is we'll do that. And
I'll put it in the bio, you guys. It'll be in the bio.
And yeah, for $50 off, so your total will be $249.
Amazing.
And what you do is you use it once a day, 3 to 5 days a week, 5 being the max.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are like, well, I run every single day and all these other things, or I work out every single day. I'm like, the pelvic floor is different because it's very powerful, but it's also extremely delicate. Mm-hmm. So you always want to make sure you have at least 2 days of a break just to give it rest.
It's like anything with exercise. You don't need to go 7 days a week.
Yeah. No need to go hard. Yeah. Just do slow and steady will always win this race, especially mm-hmm. with the pelvic floor. So once mm-hmm. a day, 3 to 5 days a week is extremely important. And then that's it. And it really builds itself into a routine. And so once you get the pelvic floor muscle control you want, so we also have exercise programs that relax the pelvic floor, that teach your pelvic floors to relax on command.
Ah.
So, yeah. So
pelvic floor. I'm like trying to do it right now. I'm like,
Yeah.
How do I do it?
Well, the way I always think about it is like, think of your pelvic floor and then think of like a rose petal blooming. And that's kind of like how you relax your pelvic floor.
I think I'm doing it, but I have no idea, yes. Right?
So if you're not sure, you can always get us. And yes. Basically, we're like that tool that if you have been told to do Kegels or you've been told to mm-hmm. relax your pelvic floor muscles, we're really great because we do that for you.
Is that something your gyno can tell you? Like, mm-hmm. I think my gyno tells everyone, but the first time she told me, I was like, oh my God, does that mean I have a loose pussy? Like, did she do her first exam? And she was like, oh shit, I better tell this girl to fucking squeeze up. Or is it just like something kind of anyone can be doing?
Anyone can do. Yeah. So it's a very important exercise if it's done. Everybody thinks that it's a one exercise fix everything. But if you have a hypertoned pelvic floor, clenching a muscle that's already clenched, not going to do you any good.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So if your gyno, your general practitioner, whomever, has been like, hey, do Kegel exercises, we're really great. If they told you to do relaxations, we also do that and provide that as well.
Amazing.
But they're all independent programs. So right. But it's really also important that you have the ability to clench and relax on command, because that's actually the definition of true control.
Ah.
People are like, I just have to clench it and then I have control.
Yeah.
The ability to both relax and clench is really, really important.
Part of it. It's like a two-part system. I have to imagine that every confidant listening this whole episode has just been trying to do Kegels, like the entire, and probably like most women that you're talking to most of the time are just.
Oh yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. Like, I don't really know. They're like, I'm not sure if I'm doing it correctly. And I'm like, I have the Yarl up so I don't have to think about that. Because I have so many other problems that I don't.
Yeah. This is great though. It's kind of, like I said, it's like a preventative measure. It's something that you can start at any age. It sounds like it's not going to hurt you. I'm curious if you could, like, before we wrap up, because we've already been talking for 40 minutes, I cannot believe it. Can you tell me, like, some benefits? So, like, you're using the Yarlap, you're doing it the right amount of time. Tell me, like, what difference you're going to see and feel.
Yeah, so it depends on the tone of your pelvic floor when you start using it. But if you laugh, sneeze, cough, and you pee, no longer an issue. Mm. If you have, like, this sudden urge to pee, no longer an issue. Some people who need help with having a stronger response to the orgasm can experience that with the Yarl Lap.
Wow. We didn't even talk about that part of it. We can still focus on the health part of it.
Yeah. So really quick, your clitoris actually runs along the pelvic floor muscle.
We know that. We've done the like, holy shit, the clit is so much bigger than anyone could see or think.
I know. I'm always like, the clitoris isn't an iceberg. You only see the gland, and then the rest of it's hidden underneath, and you don't see how large it is.
That's a perfect metaphor, visualization.
And so when you do these exercises, and you see them all the time, where you're like, do this exercise to be hot in bed, to have like a better response to the orgasm, blah, 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 and it's like Kegel exercise. That's actually not to do with the vagina itself. It's actually the pelvic floor muscles that surround it. So when you are having an orgasm and you feel that clenching feeling, that's actually your pelvic floor contracting. That's a true Kegel.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I just assumed it was like your vaginal walls.
That's actually, no, it's your pelvic floor muscle contracting.
Mm.
And that's like the clench up pull feeling that you're supposed to feel.
So, okay. Is wearing the Yarlap going to make you kind of want to orgasm?
No.
Okay. I was like, I see this being a problem.
Yeah. Everybody's like,
a good problem.
Everybody's like, wait, is this like a sex toy? I'm like, no.
No. Okay.
It's just going to help with the response to the orgasm, because with that comes something called muscle memory.
Right.
And with like any muscle memory, if you practice it long enough, mm-hmm. it almost becomes second nature.
Yeah. It's like riding a bike.
Yes, exactly. And if you know how to do it, you know how to do it better, faster, stronger.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that's a song lyric.
Better, faster, stronger. It's Kanye. Yeah. Right.
And, but what happens is if you have the ability with like the Yarlap, for instance, and you're learning how to do those Kegel exercises and your body knows what it's doing and it's doing it properly, it's doing it correctly. When you're having an orgasm, your body kicks in with muscle memory and goes, we know how to do this.
Yes.
We know how to do it really strong.
Yes.
Let's do it. And it kicks in and you have this stronger response to the orgasm.
Yes. So my
body just knows what to do.
Right. My mind immediately, I'll walk you through the thought process I just had because it's very funny. I immediately was like, oh, great. So I'm going to get one. I'm going to like use it for a year, whatever, get really fucking toned and tight, be having like even better, stronger, faster, longer orgasms. And then I'm going to like send it to my sister and she'll use it for it. And then I was like, first of all, that's probably not sanitary. Second of all, I bet this is a device that you will be using for the rest of your life, considering like lifestyle. Like if you decide to have children or, you know, something happens medically where, you know, like for instance, right now I'm on a medication, spironolactone, that makes me pee like freaking crazy. And I think I'm realizing for the first time that like maybe I do have a bit of a weaker bladder than I thought. So it's like medication changes, things you don't think of, because it's not just a device you're going to use and then like toss. It's kind of like a barbell. Like you're going to keep it around because you can pick it up and use it whenever. Is that correct to say?
Yes. Yeah. So it is something that stays with you basically, or it should stay with you forever, because you do go through different chapters of your life. You do start doing different things within your lifestyle. If it's medication or having kids or, you know, whatever you will.
Yeah. And having lots of sex.
Your urologist stays and sticks with you, and you don't have to use it 3 to 5 times a week if you've already got it. So Yarlap can also maintain pelvic floor control. So you can use it once every week, once every other week, once you do get that control back. But it's like any muscle. You want to make sure that you have that tone so you don't lose it.
Right. And yeah. I mean, that's like, I can't think of an easier thing to work out with while laying down that me and like our listeners will totally love, because you don't have to do anything. It does the work for you, and you should feel empowered knowing that you're taking charge of like a piece of your vaginal health that like I for sure didn't know about. And I'm so glad we had you come on to talk more about it, because like, to be honest, I've used so many freaking devices that I bought off at Amazon. I've made videos about like the best chronic pain tools I've ever used, and like I've wasted a lot of money on like a lot of crap that I've seen. And like, I'm going to be honest, like when I heard it was a device, I was kind of like, oh, you know, I have a thousand sex toys. Like I have 1,000 things that like, I didn't understand how necessary and like needed this was until I got you to relate to me and kind of like understand on that kind of level. And so I'm going to go straight from this interview to the website to buy one, because I absolutely want to, and like think doing the promo code is such an amazing, awesome thing. And I'm so grateful you're going to do that. Is there anything else you want to kind of like plug? How can people find you? How can people find Yarlap? Like what's next? Tell me.
Yeah. So you can find us at Yarlap_OTC on Instagram. That's probably the quickest and the fastest way. If you want to send us a DM, ask us questions, we're happy to answer them. You can go to our website at www.yarlap.com. And again, you can find us on Amazon as well. But my thing is just, please make sure that you take care of your pelvic floor muscles. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not with us, just make sure that those muscles are really healthy and happy, regardless if it's doing Kegel exercises or if it's doing relaxation. Just make sure that those muscles are getting the much love that they really, really deserve, because it doesn't just have to do with peeing or anything like that, but it also bleeds into sex, posture, and all these other different things as well.
Posture, I didn't even think about.
Yes.
And I mean, we didn't get like a ton of time to talk about, you know, if there's anything that would prevent someone from using it. Like for me, I know I get fibroids. I have a bunch of like Nabothian cysts. I have friends that have like endometriosis. Like, is this something that if you don't exactly have like the most friendly pussy, you can still find a way to use?
Yeah. So if you have something like endo, we are mandated, because we're a medical device. We do have like things that we're mandated to say.
Yeah, of course.
You have to ask your doctor if it's something that like you should be doing exercise or relaxation, because there's so many different, everybody's endo is different. It's very, very unique. And so we don't want to do something where like it'll agitate it. If you have, if it's super, super tight, we don't want to clench it. We want to relax it. If it's super relaxed, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's really important to have this dialogue with your doctor. And yeah. I know for some people, they're just like, my doctor is not my friend. Don't want to do that. And for me, that's really, really heartbreaking because I know so many people who have had that same story. And my heart goes out to them.
Yeah. And like we have a lot of listeners who have like PCOS too. I don't personally, and I don't know a ton about it. We've had some PCOS episodes, but is that something, again, like talk to your doctor about it?
Yeah. So again, just like if you've been told to do if you've been told to do exercise or relaxation, we can handle that. But we want to make sure that we do it right by your body.
We love that. See, you guys, confidants, you got to support like female founded business, women owned. They actually give a shit about your body. I think what you do, Mary Ellen, is so cool. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for letting me be on this platform. It was
anytime.
Really,
truly.
Really nice and really, really fun.
Oh, I'm so glad. Honestly, like this is the kind of conversation I want to have. It feels like we're like at coffee, just talking to the gals, and like I'm going straight. My women's group chat is called Cooter Club. So I'm actually going to go to Cooter Club now and like drop the link. But confidants, don't forget, you can get that $50 off. That is amazing. And like, thank you again for trying to make this accessible. And don't forget to go check out everything about Yarlap. And we will see you guys next week.